Good morning. So we start this yoga practice sitting down, taking a moment to close our eyes and connect with our breath. Take a few nice deep breaths and see how that makes you feel. And then we'll let our head drop down and roll from side to side. Back to center now and bring hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. Let your hands come down into your lap. As you inhale, take your shoulders up towards your ears, roll them around to the back and down, and go round and round. Feel the release of tension in your shoulders. Let your shoulders drop gently down. With an inhale, circle your arms up into the sky, and then we'll fold forward. Lay your hands down on your mat, step your feet back, come to downward facing dog. Give yourself a push away from your hands as you stretch your hips to the sky. Press your heels up and down, feel the stretch. Let's walk our hands back to our feet where we'll fold in a forward bend. Every pose today is yours to explore and custom fit to your body. There's no one right way, there are many right ways. Now walk your hands forward and return to downward facing dog. And then we'll set our knees to the mat. We'll sit down onto our feet. With an inhale, cross your arms and reach up and open. And then exhale, cross your arms, folding down. Now flow with the rhythm of your own breath. One more time, rising up. This time as we exhale, let's reach our arms forward as we sink hips into heels and we find child's pose, a place to rest. We'll come back here later, but if you'd like to stop and take a rest at any time, remember, you can always come to child's pose. Now toes again curl into the floor. We step into downward facing dog. Now step your right foot forward. The left knee comes down onto the mat. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhale, bring hands back onto the mat. Step the right foot back. Moving forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, roll the shoulders back and rise into cobra. And then hips slide back into heels, child's pose. Again, we turn toes into the floor and step into downward facing dog. Now step your left foot forward. Right knee comes down. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands back to the mat. Left foot steps back. We move shoulders above the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, rising into cobra. And then hips again to heels, child's pose. Toes dig into the mat. We'll step into downward facing dog. This time walk your feet up to meet your hands. Inhale, all the way up. Touching hands above us and then hands drop to our sides. Take little twists from side to side. Let your arms swing away from your body. Loosening up the back and spine. Now these little twists begin to slow down. And they slow down. And they slow down. Until they become still. Now step to the very top end of your mat for the sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. And then we slide the hips down and back, chair pose. Now come all the way up again. If you want to, you can add a back bend right here. And then dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. Exhale, take your hands to the mat. Reach your right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circling into the sky. And then hands come back to the mat. The right, left foot, sorry, steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale and arch up. And then exhale, go back to downward facing dog. Now reach your right leg up and into the sky. Step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms reach up and then they come back to the mat and the left foot steps to the front. Nice big inhale. We come all the way up. And the hips slide down and back, chair pose. Reach up and into the sky. And again, you can lean back if you want to. And then dive down. Inhale, halfway up, flat back. And then hands to the mat, step your left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circling up. And hands touching back down. And the right foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. With the exhale, back to downward facing dog. Now left leg up to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Our hands come back to the mat and we step the right foot up to meet the left. Inhale up and into the sky. And then chair pose. Let's reach up again. Maybe lean back again. And dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. And now hands come to the mat. We walk our feet back. And we find our way to downward facing dog. Take a moment to pause here for a couple of deep breaths. Feel how you're becoming alive inside. So now that we've loosened up and warmed up a little, we'll begin our standing flows. Reach your right leg up into the sky. Step your right foot forward and walk your hands around to the long side of your mat. Bring hands under the thighs, lifting up to stand. Inhale, arm circle overhead, sun breaths. Exhale, we fold all the way down. Inhale, rising all the way up, arms reaching wide. Like the sunrise and sunset as you flow with your breath. Now rise up one more time and then let your hands come down to the mat. Walk your hands around to the back end of your mat, turning your feet so they point to the back and set the foundation for lunge or kneeling lunge. So your right toes will be turned under or your right knee might be down. And then arms reach to the sky. And we'll circle our arms round and round. Reach to the sky and then bring hands down to the mat. Send your left leg to the sky behind you. Reach it up nice and tall. And then bring your left knee under your body. See if you can come to your left elbow and then back up to the sky. Now bring your left knee over to your right elbow. Back up to the sky again. And then step your right foot forward. This time lay your back foot flat down. We reach up warrior one. Bending the left knee, we reach to the sky. Custom fit the pose to your body, to what feels good for you. And then just breathe. Now fold your hands into your heart, straighten your left leg. We're coming to pyramid pose. You may want to step in just a little bit with your right foot. Hands to the hips as we tip ourselves forward and lean over a straight right leg just to where your body says, yep, that's the good spot for me. Find your own sweet spot wherever that may be. hands come down to the mat. Take your left hand inside of your left foot. Walk your way around to the long side of the mat again. Hands on thighs, we lift up to stand. Reach your arms round behind your back now. Link your fingers together. Push your hands and shoulders back as you let your heart stretch upward toward the sky. Come up and fold forward. We'll drop our hands down to the ground and then walk them around to the front of the mat. Turning your feet toward the front now, again, lay the foundation for lunge or kneeling lunge. Toes in the back or knee down. And then our arms again, round and round. Arms reach up, and then hands to the mat. Right leg up to the sky. And right knee comes into the right elbow. And then back up into the air. Into the left elbow. Back up into the air. And then the right foot steps forward. Back foot lays flat down. Warrior one. Hands fold into the heart. We'll straighten the right leg. Again, you're welcome to a step in first if you want to. As we lean forward into pyramid pose. Hands to the mat. This time walk your feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Left leg up to the sky. Step the left foot forward and walk your way around to the long side of the mat. Hands on thighs, lifting to stand, sun breaths. Inhaling, reach up. Exhaling, flow down. Move with your breath. Let's rise up one more time. And then hands come down to the mat. We walk our way around to the back of the mat. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And let's flow with our breath. As you exhale, reach down and back. And as you inhale, up and into the sky. Reaching up one more time. And then hands come down to the mat. Send your right leg to the sky behind you. And then bring your right knee into the right elbow. Back up into the air. And into the left elbow. Again to the sky. And then step or help your right foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. Bring hands into your heart. And then hook your left elbow across your right thigh and let's take a twist to the right. Lengthen through your back and spine all the way up into your neck in this twist, turning your chin toward the right shoulder. Now unwinding the twist, hands come to the mat. We take the right hand inside of the right foot, walking our way around to the long side of the mat. Hands on thighs, we lift to stand. Circle your arms up into the air as you point your toes to the corners of your mat. And then hands come to the heart, we bend the knees, sinking the hips down and back, temple pose. Find a nice centered place here and just breathe. Oh. straightening the legs. Point your toes to the long side of the mat. Hands on your hips, we'll fold forward. Hands come down to the mat. Walk your hands around to the front. Turn your feet, lunge or kneeling lunge. And now with the breath, exhale down and back. Inhaling up. Let's reach up once more. And then hands come down to the mat. We send the left leg to the sky. And bring your left knee into the left elbow. Back up into the air. Into the right elbow. Back up to the sky. And then step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And hands come into the heart. We'll slide the right elbow across the left thigh as we twist to the left. Again, we lengthen as we twist. And the twist wraps back around. Our hands come to the mat and we step back. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale lower. Inhaling, let's arch up. And with the exhale, back to downward facing dog. And right leg to the sky. Step the right foot forward, walk your way around to the long side of your mat. Hands on thighs, we come all the way up, sun breath. Flow with your own breath. Rise up one more time. Now hands come to the mat. We walk our way around to the long side of the mat. To the front, back of the mat, sorry. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Now reach your arms wide open. And then cross your right arm over your left. Either hug your shoulders or bring your forearms together like we do in eagle pose. Your arms circle to the sky and then hands down to the mat. Send your left leg to the sky behind you and bring your knee into the left elbow, back up into the air to the right elbow, back up into the air, and then take a very big step forward with your left foot. Back foot comes flat, warrior two, arms parallel to the floor. We look straight ahead. Take just a little reach forward, turn your left hand over, and then scoop it up across the sky behind you into reverse warrior. Nice big side bend down the left side of your body. And then spin both hands around to the left foot. And take your left hand inside of the left foot, walking around to the long side of the mat. Take your right hand below your face, your left hand on your low back. Take a nice stretch with your back, and let's take another twist as we spiral around to the left. You can keep your left hand on your back, or you can reach it up and into the sky. Custom fit it to your own body. Come back around. Let's walk our hands forward and push our hips back, just like we were in downward facing dog with our legs wide. Now walk your hands back in. Lay your left hand below your face, right hand low back. Take that same twist now to the right. and then come back around. Again, walk hands forward, push hips back. Take a nice big stretch. And then we'll walk our hands back in and then walk them around to the front of the mat. Turning your feet forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms reach wide open. Then the left arm crosses over the right. Either hug your shoulders or wrap your arms together. And then unwrap the arms, circling up to the sky. Hands come down to the mat and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Oops, sorry, this wasn't supposed to be the vinyasa. Inhale, back up. Little extra one. Exhale, back. Left leg up to the sky. Let me think about that. Right leg to the sky. Sorry, I got mixed up. Bring your right knee into your right elbow. And then back to the sky. Into the left elbow. Back to the sky. And now take a very big step forward with your right foot. Back foot comes flat. Warrior two. Sorry, this is a complicated one today. And reach a little forward. Flip your right hand over. Reach it up and back across the sky. Reverse warrior. And then we'll spin both hands all the way around to the right foot. And we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. One more flow, left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Walk your way around to the long side of the mat. Hands on thighs, lifting up to stand. Sun breath. Reaching up once more. We take hands down to the mat, walking around to the back end of the mat, turning the feet. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And let's take a deep bow. Arms reach down and back as we fold forward. And then hands come to the mat, right leg up to the sky behind you. And bring your knee into the right elbow, back into the air, to the left elbow, back into the air. Step the right foot forward, lay your left knee down, shift your hips backwards and take a slow stretch into the right leg, custom fitting it to your body. Come forward again. Turn your left toes under, pick your left knee up. Take your right hand inside of your right foot, walking around to the long side of the mat. Hands on thighs, we lift up to stand. We'll make fists at the low back, pushing the feet into the ground. Roll your shoulders back and curve into your back bend. Carefully up, sliding hands around to the hips. We pour that back bend down. Let yourself dangle down any way that's comfortable. You can wrap fingers around elbows or hang down. And walk your hands around to the front of your mat, turning your feet. One more time, lunge or kneeling lunge. And we'll take a deep bow. Hands come down to the mat, left leg to the sky behind you. And bring knee into the elbow. Back up into the air, knee to the other elbow. Back up into the air, and then we step the left foot forward. We lay the right knee down. As we shift backwards, we take a nice deep stretch. As we come forward, we'll turn our right toes to the floor, pick our right knee up, and step back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Now let your knees come to the mat. Slip your hips back into your heels. Find that resting place, child's pose. Take time now to just breathe. To the front of your mat, press your hands down, curl your toes into the mat, and slowly find your way back to downward facing dog. Now walk your feet up to meet your hands. Long, slow inhale rises all the way up, and hands come to the heart. So a little balancing now. Step down onto your right foot, and with your hands at your heart, pick your left foot up off the floor so your thigh comes parallel to the ground. If you'd like to use a wall to support you, you always can. If you need to step down and start again, you can do that anytime. Now let your hands reach up to the sky. And drift into warrior three. Send your left leg behind you. Arms can reach in any direction. Now bring your left knee through to the front again. This time catch underneath your left leg with your hands. Stand up straight and tall. And if you'd like, explore straightening your left leg. And then 2 feet back onto the ground for a moment. Enjoy moving your body a little. And let's try that balancing on the left foot. Bring hands to the heart. Pick your right foot up off the floor, thigh parallel to the ground. Standing straight and tall. Your arms reach into the sky, and we float into warrior three. Right leg reaches back. Now bend the right knee and bring it through to the front again, catching underneath. Standing straight and tall, maybe straightening the right leg. And then again, 2 feet down onto the ground, a chance to move a little bit. And then with a nice big inhale, reach up and into the sky. With your exhale, fold all the way down. We'll touch our hands to the mat. We'll walk our feet back. Lay your knees down. Slide hips into heels. And come to child's pose again. This time, let's add a side bend. We'll walk our hands way off to the right. Hands back to the center, and now way off to the left. Let's come back again to the center. We'll curl our toes into the mat. We'll lift our hips to the sky. And we come again to downward facing dog. So we'll go into some deeper openings now, beginning with pigeon pose. So there are two variations. You could lay on your back and cross your right ankle over your left thigh, drawing the legs in toward you, or step your right foot forward, and as you bend the knee, let your foot come behind your left hand, knee behind your right. So choose the pigeon pose that fits best for your body. And then close your eyes. Take some nice, long, deep breaths as we give this release some time. Prone variation, take your hands on the mat. If you're on your back, reach your left leg to the sky and use that to swing yourself up to sit. If you're here in the prone variation, slip over onto your right hip and then swing your left leg around until it touches your right foot. Let's turn to the left leg. Inhale, reaching up into the sky and lengthening. And exhale, fold over your left leg in a forward bend. Left arm with your left leg. Reach your right arm back behind you and then circle it up into the sky and then sweep it over towards your left foot in a nice big side bend. Bring your right hand back up into the sky. Now set it to the floor behind your right hip. Come onto your right knee and shin as you lift your hips up and reach your left arm up and behind you. And then come back down. Take your hands on the mat. Swing your left foot back. Step your right foot back. Come to downward facing dog. Press your heels up and down a few times. Give your body a moment to absorb all of that. And let's take that to the other side. So beginning with pigeon pose, either on your back, left ankle across right thigh, or step your left foot forward, place your foot behind the right hand, knee behind the left. And settle yourself into your own pigeon pose. Custom fit to your body. again, if you're in the prone variation, hands come to the mat. If you're on your back, right leg to the sky, swinging you up to sit. From here, slip over onto your left hip. Swing your right leg around until it touches your left foot. Turn to the right leg. Inhale, reaching to the sky. Exhale, folding into the forward bend. Long, slow, deep breaths. Keep your right arm with your right leg. Take your left hand behind your back, up into the sky, and into a sweeping side bend over toward the right foot. And the left hand comes up to the sky and onto the floor behind your left hip. Come onto the left knee and shin, lifting the hips off the ground, reaching the right arm up and back. And then we come back down. Swinging the right foot back, we take hands to the mat. Left foot steps back. And one more time, press heels up and down a little bit. And set your knees onto the mat. Crisscross your ankles. Slip over tops of your feet. And come to the floor to sit. Take the soles of your feet together. Hold your ankles. Sit up straight and tall. Close your eyes and just breathe. Open your eyes, release your hands, stretch your legs straight out in front of you. Let's take one more forward bend here. With an inhale, we reach to the sky. And with our exhale, we fold forward. Your hands up your legs, catching the backs of the thighs. Let's roll down onto the floor. We lay ourselves down right onto the back. Rock yourself side to side a little as you settle in on the floor. Now point your legs straight up into the sky. Take your hands to your heart in a prayer, and then lift that prayer up and down as your head and shoulders come up off the mat and you feel the strength of your abdominal muscles. Now keep coming up and down, but reach your prayer to the left side of your legs. Keep breathing. Back to the center. And now over to the right. Finally, back to center. And then hug your knees, lay your head down onto the floor, and rock your head side to side until all the tension you may have accumulated in your neck eases its way out. And when your neck feels happy again, set your feet to the floor. Spread your arms out wide on the ground. Heel toe your feet away from each other until you feel the edges of your mat under your feet. And then like windshield wipers, drop both knees over to the right. And then slowly up and over to the left. And roll side to side. Let's go one more time to the right, then one more to the left, and then reach around, hug your knees, and now choose an inversion for today. You could lay on your back and reach your legs up to the sky. You could push both feet into the floor as you lift your hips up in bridge pose. You could lift your hips and your legs up above you in a shoulder stand, or if you have another inversion you practice, choose whatever would make you feel comfortable. There are many right ways. Find your way there and just breathe. Gently begin to lay yourself back down onto the ground. When you've come all the way down, wrap your arms around your knees, rock yourself side to side. Now set your feet onto the floor for fish pose. We'll slide our hands under our hips. Stretch our legs straight out. Then sit up on your fingertips. Tuck your elbows underneath your back so you're propped up on your forearms. And then let your head lay back and reach your heart up to the sky. The head back up and let your fish pose gently back onto the ground. Hands now come out from underneath us and we'll swing them around to the floor behind our head. Lace your fingers together, turn your palms around and give yourself a great big full body stretch. Now reach down, take hold of your right knee, give it a hug and then cross it all the way over your body to the left. Turn your head now to the right. Find your way into this twist, releasing. your left hand slip to the floor. The twist rolls you over and sets you softly down. You may want to straighten your body out a little bit before the other side. And then again, reach the arms to the floor behind your head, legs stretched out, lacing fingers together, turning palms around. And this time, reaching down, let's take up the left knee. Hug it into your body and then guide it across you to the right. Now looking to the left. And now we release the right hand. The twist rolls over once again, lays you softly down. Straighten yourself out. At this time, you may want to cover yourself up. It's cold this morning. Lay yourself down now for our final relaxation. Close your eyes as you surrender your body to the floor, turning your palms upward in a gesture of receptivity. Now just close your eyes and breathe. The surface of the sea is affected by the wind, the weather, the pull of the moon. It can be harsh and rough at times. But deep below, there is calm. A completely different world there, full of beauty and aliveness. If we were to only look or be with the surface of the sea, we would miss its true beauty. We are like the sea, our bodies more than half water, and our surface is affected by our own kind of wind and weather and the twists and turns of life. But deep below, there is calm. A completely different world there, full of beauty and aliveness. If we were to look at or be with only the surface of ourselves and one another, we would miss that true beauty. Allow yourself to go deep now, under the surface, to that place of calm, beauty, and aliveness. now take a very deep breath in. And release that inhale into a nice slow exhale. And give yourself now a moment to create your own meaningful closure for your experience today. Yourself over then onto your right side for a moment. Rest your head on your arm. And finally, let's meet where we began. Come back to that comfortable seated position with your offering of gratitude for your yoga practice today. And then again, we'll drop our head down, let it roll from side to side. Let's come back to center now. As we inhale, our arms circle up and into the sky above us. Hands touch together over our head, and we'll bring our hands first to our forehead. For true beauty in our thoughts today. To our lips, for true beauty in our words. And to our heart, for true beauty in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.